Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone. Yes, it is Stevie Aisha Mills, and you know, if you hear my voice for two times in 1 week, it is the first week of the month. Yes, and today is a double day of grace. You know, number 5 represents grace, and today is 5-5. For some of us who are, not us, but some people who are Hispanic, they're celebrating Cinco de Mayo, so we want to acknowledge that too. But today is going to be a day like no other, y'all. I want to give you one quick announcement, but other than that, I am going to do you a favor and allow you to hear from the lady of the day who is coming to us. She is so amazingly dynamic. So the PWE Empowerment Radio, you can find us, you can like us on the Facebook page we have. It's such a great page because you're able to keep up with the shows and the hosts and all that great stuff. Professional Women Entrepreneurs, which is founded by Trinita Williams and also Tashant Rhodes. These ladies are out of the Atlanta, Georgia area, and their purpose is to empower the woman who has a mission, vision, and plan. And that is so dynamic because they allow each of us, I think it's 3 or 4 different hosts, to come once a month in and to sit with you and to bring the best of the best that we know. So they have a collaboration book that's coming out. It is called Confessions of a Boss Lady, Turning Your Passion into a Lifestyle. And so with this co-author opportunity, it allows you to tell your story to women all over the world. There are so many women out there who have a business inside of them, but they're scared or just don't know where to start. And this book will tell about some of the obstacles that you face as a business owner. You get to empower people through that. And also you tell how you overcame. And I am going to put some more information about this dynamic opportunity into the PWE Empowerment Radio page. So you definitely want to be on Facebook, definitely want to be connected. It is an amazing opportunity for just 25 co-authors, and you can reserve your spot today. You do not want to miss out. This is, again, it gives you some amazing benefits. I mean, just like you're able to blow your brand into the stratosphere and become a client magnet. You get to be featured on the co-author Google Hangout event. You get you and your business promoted on PWE Empowerment Radio. You get to speak at an empowerment tour. You get to be part of a book signing in Atlanta. On and on and on and on. I can't give you all the juicy details. Y'all have to go check it out on PWE Empowerment Radio. But what I want to do right now is to bring my friend. Her name is Marilyn Porter, y'all. But she goes by M.E. Porter. I call her Miss Marilyn, but y'all can't call her that. Y'all gotta call her M.E. And it is just a pleasure. I met her not too long ago, and ever since then, she's been just an amazing person in my life. She lights up my life each and every time I get to speak to her. We met online, and then when we met in present time in a great atmosphere, it was nothing short than amazing. It was like, oh, my gosh, I found my sister, and I love her so much. So I am excited about that. I'm going to give you a brief bit of her bio. It says, well, this is why I said, our featured guest is none other than the soul-stirring, move-making M.E. Porter. And her bio is that she is the CEO of ME Unlimited, LLC, a faith-based coaching and personal development organization, and the founder of Motivationally Me, the Ministry of Motivation. She is a dynamic speaker and teacher, seasoned mentor, spiritual advisor, and propelling life coach. ME is known to rock her audiences at the core as she speaks on authentic, soul-filled living, healthy emotions, and spiritually positioning and purpose, and much, much more. Her audience includes businesses, secular and spiritual groups, and individuals seeking joy and wholeness and inner freedom. So without any further ado, ME, are you there?
I am here, Stevie. I am here. I'm excited. I'm really excited to be here with you today.
Thank you. Now, Miss Marilyn, you can go ahead and start because I know you have so much to give us, and I want to make sure that we get it all. So you can go ahead and start. We are waiting
all
for
right.
you. All right.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Good afternoon, everyone. As lovely Stevie Aisha Mills has already said, I am M.E. Porter, and I really just want to share a few simple points with you all today. For those of you who know me, you know that I'm very excitable. I can be a little preachy. That happens because I am a preacher, and so it's hard to contain those pieces of me. But I just want to share three really simple points with you guys today in hopes that it will help you get along better just in your daily life. And so they are solutions for daily life and productivity. And I'm going to share with you the things that help me get by my days more effectively, more efficiently, where when I lay my head down on the pillow at night, I feel like I have produced something. And that may not mean I've made money. It just means I've produced something. As women, you know, we are creators. We come here for production. That's what we came here to do. And so it is imperative that when you lay your head down on the pillow at night, that you feel like you produce something. If it was just an atmosphere of love or comfort, we need to know that I was productive in today, because when you are not productive, you begin to feel like you have no reason to be here, and you start to spiral into those dark places where nobody wants to be in those places. We want to be living a life of productivity. And so the first thing that I want to share with you is silence. Absolute silence. Now, you can call it quiet time, you can call it me time, you can call it whatever you want to call it, but there has to be a time in your 24-hour period of the day where you are silent. That doesn't mean it has to be the morning. Some people are morning people. I'm a morning person, but my silent time doesn't come in the morning. You have to figure out, when does your internal clock reset? Because just like the physical calendars for some companies, it may run from January to January. For the federal government, it runs from October to October. So your physical, your internal clock is the same way. Just because you wake up maybe at 7:30, that doesn't necessarily mean that your internal clock has started. It just means that's what time you opened your eyes and the physicality of your body, you're moving around. But for me, my internal clock resets around 1 p.m. That's when I kick in. I call myself the midday maven. That's when I know that I have completed my 24-hour cycle, and all of my juices are getting ready to flow, and every new idea, every creative idea, every word from God, everything is going to start flowing in me around 1 p.m. So for me, around noonish is when I get quiet. That's when you can find me somewhere in my house just sitting with no television, with no radio. I'm not on the phone. I'm not writing. I'm not producing anything. That is when my internal clock is resetting. And so for me, that is when I am silent. That's when, not to say that I don't pray, because I know some people are saying, oh my God, she gets up in the morning and she's not praying. Oh, I'm praying all day. Prayer is my continuous, that's my continuous service to myself, is to be in daily, continually, moment by moment, second by second. I'm always communicating with God. And so, but when my internal clock sets, I know that I'm now refreshed, and I get that in those moments of silence. And so, as I said, wherever I am, if I'm driving, I'm focused on the road, but my mind is silent. I'm not thinking anything. I'm listening. I'm listening for my call for that day. And I don't get that in the morning. When I wake up in the morning, normally around 6:30, maybe 7:30, I'm on autopilot. I'm doing the things that I routinely do in the morning. I'm making sure my children are up. I'm making sure that my teenagers are not walking out of the house dressed inappropriately. I'm making sure the alarm is turned off. I'm making sure my teeth are brushed. I'm making sure, but those are all autopilot. I don't need to be refreshed and revived and renewed to do those things. They are just things that I normally routinely do. And so that time of my day is just a routine. But when it's time for me to really get cooking and hearing from God and being creative and being productive, just before that time, I know, okay, I'm not really processing things well right now. It's around 11:59. I'm not really processing things right now. I'm still kind of thinking the same stuff I thought yesterday. Yes. So around noon, 12:15, I'm quiet. I'm silent because I know that this is where I go to meet God. That's my silent time. That's when he's going to restore me and renew me and my mind and my body and my spirit, my soul, that burst is about to come. And so I'm preparing for that burst that's going to come. So I'm the midday maven, but you have to figure out when your clock resets. And we are living in a time where nothing is conventional. So get out of the conventionalism of, oh, I have to go to bed at this time and I have to get up at that time. What you need is sufficient rest. What you need is adequate rest. Because remember, sleep is for the body, but rest is for the mind. So you need adequate sleep and you need adequate rest. But that doesn't necessarily mean that everything has flipped over and turned over. You need that silence. You need that time to just hear from God. And so for me, it's midday. So my challenge for you is for you to figure out, When is the time in that 24-hour period from whatever time to whatever time? It doesn't have to be 12 a.m. to 12, till 11:59 p.m. What is that time during that 24-hour period when your burst is going to come? And I promise you, I've been doing this for years, if you just get quiet just before that time is about to come, you will be so refreshed and so renewed and so ready to go, so ready to burst into it. And so that's my first tip for solutions for your daily living and productivity is get quiet, get still, get silent, and listen. Stop everything and just listen. And I say stop everything, right? But I also said that sometimes I'm driving. When I say stop everything, I don't mean that you literally have to be somewhere sitting still and not moving. What I mean is get in the practice of shutting down and still being able to function, because I can still function in those quiet times. But my mind, my soul, my spirit are completely open to God. And any noise that I can block out, I will block it out. I do understand that, we're living life and life is busy, and it may not always be appropriate or easy to shut down all of the noise. But any noise that you can silence, silence it so that you're still and you're free and you can hear what God is preparing you for, that you can get ready for that burst. So that's my challenge for you, is to figure out what that time is for you. So I know that I'm going to be prayerful throughout the day, but I also know that I need that silence. I need that moment where my soul can be saturated in a in-depth conversation with God about what I am going to do that day. And so that's number one, silence, get quiet. It works, I'm telling you. So check yourself and find out when you're most productive and when you most need to silence yourself to hear those next set of instructions for your next 24-hour period. So that's number one, silent time. And so number two, and there's a lot of this going around, especially if you're on social media, there's a lot of people saying, you know, speak life and positive thinking and so on and so forth. So my number two is speak those things that are not as though they were. And for those of you, my Bible readers, you know that's Romans 4:17, things that are not as though they were. And I don't mean live in a fantasy world. I don't mean fool yourself of anything. I don't mean, you know, we're not pretending. We're believing. We're believing that things that we speak out of our mouths can be manifested. And so coming out of my silent time, that's when I begin to speak those things that I have just heard in my spirit. So I know that they can happen. And so now I need to speak those things. And so I speak those things into your own life and speak those things over the lives of others. So I say things like, I am a million-dollar earner. So I say things like, I feed thousands of families through my philanthropic efforts. I say things like, I am unflappable, right? And so while other people are running around saying that they're unstoppable, I choose to say I am unflappable. I shall not be moved. So even if you figure out how to stop my flow, you can't stop my growth because I'm unflappable. Nothing can stop me from growing and becoming the woman that God has ordained me to be. Now, when I'm talking to you, I'm talking for both your personal life and your business life. Because when it comes to ME Unlimited, Motivationally Me, or any of the nonprofits that I run, I promise you, this works for everything that I am slated to do in my day. It works for it all. So I begin to speak what I have heard in my conversation, in my quiet time with God. I begin to speak those things. And trust me when I tell you, when you begin to speak that which you have heard from the voice of God, there is no better business plan. There is no better life direction. So that is my solution for life number two. That is a productivity point. Speak those things that are not as though they were. Why? Because even if you figure out how to stop my flow, you can't stop my growth. Speak those things that are not. And so lastly, this is the one that I personally struggle with the most. I have struggled with it the most. I want to be absolutely transparent. I want to give you the real me so that if we ever encounter one another, you'll give me the real you. That's my philosophy. If I give you the real me, then you will be so compelled to give me the real you because I don't really know how to deal with anything that's not real and not authentic. So I'm going to be transparent here and say, I really have struggled with this one right here, with this last one, and that is enjoy the moments that create the story. Because, see, if you're like me, then you're the one who reads the last chapter of the book before the first chapter because we just want to know. I don't really care how it started. I don't really care about the middle. Right, because the middle is always full of trouble. That's where all the trouble shows up, in the middle. So I want to bypass the middle as well. I just want to know how this ends. How does this finish? But where is the joy in the end, right? There's no joy in the end. You've missed all of the moments, and you just get the end. I mean, who wants to hear a love story that says, and they broke up? Or, and they got married. Where's the story? I want to, you know, there was a time in my life when I didn't want to hear all of that. I just wanted to know what happens in the end, what happens in the end. But now, because of my silent times, because of just sitting and waiting on what God has to say, it has given me such a desire and such a thirst to enjoy just the moment. And so now I want to hear the story, right? So I want to hear a love story that says, so they met through a mutual friend and it was love at first sight. I want to hear that part now. And then I want to know, And then he began to pull away and slip into a deep depression. That's that middle part that always gets really, really deep. I don't want to just hear the end. Give me the story. Give me the moments, because the moments are where your legacy are validated. The moments in your story is what validates your legacy. Who leaves a legacy with no story attached to it? And how can you have a story without the moments? And although some of those moments may be difficult to enjoy, they may be difficult to enjoy. I've had some difficult moments. I've had some miscarriages, and I've had some divorces, and I've had some bad breakups. I've had some moments that were really tough to enjoy, but this is what I've learned. When you can't enjoy it, be thankful for it. Be thankful for the lesson that each moment brings. Each moment gets you to the next moment. And if you're ever really going to get to joy, if you're ever going to really get to success, if you're ever really going to get to being a top earner or dominating in your field or raising a child that doesn't, you know, get sent to jail or strung out on drugs or pregnant when she's 13, and I know that those things happen, but what I'm saying is you have to be able to be thankful for all of the lessons that come in every single moment. And so now I enjoy the moment, even the hard ones. Why do I enjoy them? Because I know that, because remember, I'm one of those ones who reads the end first. So I've already read the end of the most important instructional guidebook to my life, which is the Bible. And so I read the end of that story. And so I know that no matter what moment I'm in, all of them are propelling me to win. So I enjoy them now. So enjoy the moment. Enjoy them. They're stair steps. We're climbing, right? The stairway to heaven. So every single moment, the bad ones, the sad ones, the hard ones, the hurtful ones, every single moment has a component of propelling us forward, and we're always moving up. And so even when I'm in a situation, sometimes in my day, I want to be more productive. And so I lay my head down on the pillow at night, and I'm feeling, you know, I'm not feeling real good. I'm feeling like, well, you know, I should have been able to do this, and I should have been able to do that. But God always comes along and reminds me that you do exactly what I have ordained you to do in every minute and every second of the day. You're never not doing that which I have called and designed you to do. And so when you know that, if you miss the business meeting, so be it. Apologize to whomever you may have apologized, right? Because that's a cordial thing to do. You apologize and you keep it moving. You weren't there for whatever reason. You may not know. God knows, and it all shall be revealed. Where will it be revealed? In that quiet time where you're listening, where he's preparing you. So those are my three points for you today in Solutions for Daily Life and Productivity. Get that quiet time in your 24-hour span. Definitely do that. Get your quiet time. Speak those things that are not as though they were, and enjoy the moments. The moments validate your legacy, which is simply going to be your profound story in the end.
Woo-hoo-hoo! Yes, ma'am! I knew. I told y'all she was going to come and slay. I know Miss Marilyn, how she get down. So if you were not ready, then you, I don't know, you missed it. If she came now, I'm going to be listening to this replay over and over and over again. I didn't even take notes because I was like, bam, 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 every time she was talking. So I'm excited. What I want to do now is to transition a little bit and allow Ms. Marilyn to tell you how you can stay connected to her, because she definitely is someone you want to get connected, stay connected, and grow with and just do some amazing things, because she will truly impact your life. So go ahead, Ms. Marilyn.
Why, thank you, dear Stevie. Well, I am always, always, always accessible via social media. You can find me on Facebook at my personal page, which is Marilyn Porter on Facebook. You can send me a friend request. I am also available on Facebook at Motivationally Me, facebook.com/motivationallyme. And I'm also available on Facebook at facebook.com. I am M.E. Porter, and I am always accessible through either one of those avenues. You can catch me on the Twitter at M.E. Motivates, Instagram, the M.E. Porter Mission, or just my website itself, which is MarilynEPorter.com or MotivationallyMe.com. And for those of you who are wondering, is motivationally a word? It's not yet, but give me a couple of years. It's going to be in Webster's. I'm sure of it. You can connect with me through. Oh my goodness, there are so many ways. I'm a part of the It Factor Interchange. I said that correctly. It Factor Interchange. I'm also a part of the leadership team there, so you can track me down there. I'm all over. I'm everywhere. Anywhere that you are, I'm there too. And so, I mean, even right down to Pinterest. You can also catch me on Pinterest at the M.E. Porter Mission. And so if you need me, I will make myself available. You can call me directly at 404-500-8722. Yes, I do answer my own phone. I do respond to my own messages, although I do have an assistant. I'm very clear that I always need people to connect with me, with exactly who I am, and so nobody can give you me except me. So anytime you're reaching out to me or communicating with me in any way, just know that it's always going to be me. You're never going to get a response from another person. And so those are just a few of the places where if you want to reach out, please reach out. I love to speak with people. I love to communicate with people. I'm all about shifting that soul. You know, I'm all about shifting that soul, which if you can shift the soul, you can shift it all. You know, most people want to speak to your heart. I want to speak to your soul because I know that's where the shift really, really, really happens. And so, so that's it. So reach out to me. Let's talk. Let's chat. Let's tweet. You know, whatever your favorite form of communication is. If I'm not good at it, I'll figure it out just for you.
Awesome, 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 awesome. And what are your upcoming projects?
Let's see. Well, I have my next telesummit is coming up, and that is going to be July the 25th, 2015, and that's going to be awesome. We just had my first one, which was Spring to Life, and that was absolutely amazing. So my next telesummit will be July the 25th, 2015, and then I will also have one in October, which will be October the 17th, 2015. So July will be Basking in the Sun, S-O-N, and then October will be We Fall Down, But, and you all know the end of that, We Fall Down, But. And so I also just recently have two book projects. I have Cultivating Your It Factor, which I am a co-author on that marvelous project, and then my own book, The Pieces of Me and You, which you can purchase on Amazon right now today. Let's see. Oh, my goodness. I'm always doing so many things, so I can barely keep up with myself.
It's cool. They could go. Y'all just meet her on Facebook. Meet her on Facebook, Twitter, all those other places. We have about 10 seconds to go. So I want to thank you, M.E. Porter, for coming and sharing some of your great dynamic wisdom with us today.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And I want to also, everyone, y'all tune in to PWE Empowerment Radio Facebook page so you can see who your next guest is. and I will see you soon. Hugs and love. Y'all make it a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.